Welcome to the Symposium Podcast, where respect is paramount, opposing viewpoints encouraged, and playful banter welcomed. We are experts on nothing, but interested in everything. So join us as we take Socrates and Plato's legacies to this new generation.
This is Jeremiah.
James.
Skyboy.
Nathan.
And Leah.
And today we're going to be talking about relationships, the romantic kind.
Woo-hoo!
So to start out, we're going to run around the circle, and everybody's going to, well, we've already said our names, but we're going to say what our relationship situation is. We all have kind of different ones going on. How many relationships we've been in, serious relationships, longest relationship, and shortest.
All at once, dude? That's a lot to remember. Can we do one question per round?
Well, no, this is just kind of an overview. Just everybody's
okay.
Just quickly rattle off those things. So
just like the intro when you stand up in class and like you skip a couple.
Oh, the icebreakers.
Yeah.
Icebreakers.
Relationships. You always need an icebreaker with a relationship.
So, you know, you want to start with you?
What? I don't remember the first question. I know the first one was
how long.
You started off.
Yeah, all right. So my current relationship situation is I am dating someone. We've been dating for a little over 2-ish years, on and off. Yes. And I've been in serious relationships probably seven. Yes.
Seven serious relationships.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. Okay. Longer than 6 months.
Valid.
We're pretty old.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Longest was 2 years. Two and a half years.
Nice. Seasoned.
I can't remember.
Seasoned.
Two and a half, three. I don't remember. But shortest was not the weekend one because, remember, that doesn't count. So, probably a week. So, yeah.
What you say here can and will be used against you.
I know.
In a later conversation.
I know.
Yeah,
on to you, James.
So current relationship status, dating someone for the past year plus. How many relationships been in? 5 serious ones. Longest was 3 years, shortest was 2 weeks.
Old as well, okay.
Yeah, I don't not
give him a
break. Does a 2 weeks one count as a relationship?
I mean, if you set you a date and have to.
Like
it's dating, but it's not
dating.
A relationship.
No, but if you were able to like go up to somebody else and introduce them as, hey, this is my boyfriend or this is my girlfriend.
Did you do that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, people already knew
okay,
us, so it's like
my,
you didn't answer
one. I did ask her to be my girlfriend, and she said yes. It just was.
Did
weird.
You ever talk to her again though? Like
yes.
Okay.
Was
we were slightly friends. Afterwards, I just was
something
weirded out, and it just
this is sketchy. This is
really
sketchy.
Your 2 weeks are very sketchy. I'm just
no, it's
okay.
A skyboy.
Okay, and proceed.
Oh, I mean, that's all the questions, I think.
Yeah,
you fucking nailed it, dude. All right, Scotty boy here. Single as fuck, you know? Fucking great. Fucking great. My longest has been about 2.5-3 years-ish. Been about 6 relationships. Did I miss out on one? The question?
Longest and shortest.
I said the longest.
Oh, shortest.
Shortest? 6 months? A year, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, when I'm in it, I'm in it to win it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In it to win it. You know, that's all you got.
That's it. All right. Let's see. I'm currently in a relationship. I've been in for a month and a half. Talking for like 3. My longest relationship is 9 months, and my shortest relationship was 5 weeks.
Am I the only single bastard in this picture?
We're getting to Lena.
Oh,
all
right. Well, we're going to
call him out on 5 weeks, coming on 4 weeks. Sorry.
Single. Not ready to mingle. Enjoying living my best life out here. I've been in 4 actual relationships. And I'd say 2 were very serious. 1 was trying to get there, but not quite. My longest relationship was 10 months. I never broke a year. And then my shortest was a week and a half.
Dude, Does that count?
It does. We already agreed on that. Why are you so hung up on this guy, boy?
It's only in 10.
Yeah. All right, so you know how I like to jump right out there with a really tough one? So
you lay it on us.
How do y'all define love? And there's a lot of different... Yeah.
Jesus. All right.
So, because there's different things. There's you know, like, the infatuation stage, there's attraction, and then there's actual love. Like, where, like, that final stage, like, where you're actually, like, what is that? Go. Try to go.
I feel like a lot of people, though, it's like, I mean, for everyone, obviously, like, love is different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody explains love in a different way.
Yeah.
And I feel like you can't really just describe love, because love is, like, different things.
Well then, what is it to you in particular, each of us? You know, like, because she's right. I agree. Like, everybody's definition of love might be different, but I think we can kind of get a good idea.
So a lot of people, you know, talk about, like, the whole puppy dog phase, you know, honeymoon phase, whatever you want to call it. Like, they're just, like, you know, they love everything about that person,
yeah.
You know, a month, 2 months, whatever it might be. And then after a while, like, if it makes past there, that's when, you know, other things come up. You find out more about the person. And maybe, like, you know, you start seeing past just how they look, you know, just hanging out, whatever. Like, you actually get to know them, get to know bunch of the like details about them, and you start finding out which ones you might like or dislike. So a lot of relationships don't last because, you know, some of those dislikes come up, but, you know, I'm not saying you have to love every single part about a person, but you definitely learn to, like, love which ones that you like, and then, like, you know, accept the other ones, like, that's just who they are, stuff like that. Like, again, that's, it's really just flexible by person, but
I feel like I agree with you definitely, like, with the dislikes and the likes and stuff, but
yeah.
I feel like also more on the dislikes, it's like not only just accepting that, or it's more also like if you're willing to, or if that person is willing to grow, like, to change those.
That's a good fucking point.
Thank you.
That's a good point.
It's a good talking point.
Like, whenever I'm in a serious relationship, the other person's flaws, I like supporting that person to better them in that flaw. But not in a controlling way, it's just more of like, we're in it together.
Yeah.
We need to grow and be the best people and best power couple we could be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm very competitive, if nobody knew. And
mm-hmm.
I'm even competitive in relationships. Like, let's have the best, most healthy, strongest relationship.
Yeah.
So when I see somebody's flaws, like my ex, she didn't communicate very well. So I always gave her little hints on how to be professional for, you know, to better herself, because she wanted to go to the FBI and shit like that,
yeah.
You know? So I think when you love somebody, you want to better them in a way.
No,
I like it.
I agree with that.
I'd say it's also a lot of, for me personally, I guess, because I'm kind of a selfish bastard, I guess. But,
piece of shit.
I can't be honest with you, though. Is that perspectives change from, like, what's going to work out best for me to, like, I guess, like, in a loving relationship in my mind, is what's, instead of what this works out best for me, is this works out best for you. You know what I mean? Kind of mindset. I know that's, like, weird how I'm describing it. So if I'm going to do something, like, I want to go somewhere, I really want to go to this place, I can do it this way. It's, like, super easy for me, but I'm, like, really passionate about it. Well, I can take the longer route, but it's better for them. I feel like when you, like, love someone, the other role comes in. I'm like, well, maybe I'll take the longer route, and, like, more convenient. Instead of just what's best for my position, what's best for, like,
yeah,
position.
Well, you can't be an individual.
I know.
You know, but...
And the other thing on that is I see love in, like, three ways. There's three ways I can feel like someone. I either love them, I hate them, or I feel nothing. So, I mean, that's pretty cool. That's a shoot. That's how I'm going on. I don't hate them, and I don't feel nothing.
Yeah, I think, like, defining love, I definitely can't define love at all. I know that because how do you say it? The puppy dog phase?
Yeah, honeymoon phase.
That phase in, like, all of my relationships they've stayed that stage the entire time, you know? And I don't want to be in a relationship if that phase is gone, because I don't want to be bored, you know what I'm saying? I want it to still be a thrill and that kind of stuff. But whenever I feel like maybe I am in love, that's when I introduce them to my family. That's, like, my personal, like, this is the moment. Like if
it's
you
a
meet,
milestone.
Yeah, if you meet my family, or if I let you meet my mom, that means I love you.
Yeah.
But anything besides that, I can't explain it at all.
Yeah.
All right, I have a question.
Yeah.
What's up?
What do you guys think about people saying love is a choice?
I agree. I think love is a choice. You have to, because I think.
Like you could choose to some. You could choose to love somebody or not.
You could choose not to love somebody.
Like,
you could be someone like, you could be with someone, they want to choose.
If I was in a relationship and the relationship was going bad or something, and I'm like, I don't know, I feel like I'm kind of falling out of love. Like, some people think that you can choose to love people. So, like, and I feel like at a certain point, you can choose to love somebody. Like, you can choose to fight for the relationship and keep going on, or you could just choose to not and stop. But, like, a lot of people, I know I have, like, some people tell me, like, oh, you choose love. Love is a choice. Like,
but,
you don't love the person you can.
But are you choosing the feeling, or are you choosing the person?
That's a good one.
Ooh, that's good.
Because, like, you know, like, a lot of people get, like, really crazy about that, like, enamored feeling, but are you just choosing to try to keep going after that, or are you choosing to actually, you know, the person, the flaws and all?
And I can say confidently, like, I love all my exes. Even the exes. I'm not really hugely falling out of love. I can understand, like, loss of, like understanding of why. Like my last couple exes, crazy bastards, but before that, a little bit of control, some stuff going on. I was running over them, you know, like whatever. But I understand, like, I still love things about them. I loved a version of them, and maybe it changed over time. So it's still, like, I still feel love towards my exes. I just also understand why that would never, ever work ever again. And, like, I took a lesson from it. I still, like, feel like I love everyone I loved, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
My personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fall out of love.
Okay.
So that was actually coming up. I was going to ask something about, like,
actually.
If you believe, like, love can kind of, like, ebb and flow, like, can you kind of, like, some days you love your partner a little less or more on certain days? Actually, I have a really long quote from Nietzsche, so I'm not actually going to read the whole thing.
Yeah, I see that on your fucking computer.
Like,
definitely do not read that.
But there is a piece, like, I do. So we were talking about actions and feelings and stuff, and he kind of talks about how, you know, like, you can't really promise feelings because they're involuntary. So, like, the way they feel about something, you can't really promise. So you can, though, promise those the actions that come from those feelings. And although, like, say some days you might not feel love towards that person, you can still continue acting and giving that person those actions of love, like the fruits of love.
I feel like can very much fluctuate, but love doesn't. It's not like I love who I love, like, all the time, but, like, I can see it's not like them when I talk to them in the moment, but I still, like, love their quality. That's how I would love what you're doing about it, I guess.
Well, you can love someone's qualities, but at all times, do you love someone? Like, because, like, what if they make you mad? It's like,
I don't like
can
them.
you hate and love something?
That's like when you grew up, so I grew up with siblings. That's kind of just like, you can hate me, but you still love me. You know what I mean? Kind of mindset. That's how I feel like. I still love whoever I love. I just don't like them.
Yeah.
At that moment. I don't want to talk to them. I do not like them.
I think being upset with someone is different than hate. I think hating is
yeah.
very...
Yeah,
hate's
the opposite of love, so I can't...
Exactly,
love
that's
them.
What I mean. That's
so
what
I still
I mean.
Love them.
I think you might be upset with the person. But
yeah,
I
don't you
don't hate them.
Yeah.
So that's the same, yeah, like...
I was using that as an example, like, what people said when I was a kid.
Mm.
Like, going into, like, modern life today, I can see us not like someone, but I'll still always love them. I just might not want to talk to you.
Exactly, yeah. And that's kind of what I'm getting at. It's like, love kind of ebbs a little bit. It changes. It's not, like, 100% all the time. Like, there are times where you don't have that complete connection with your partner. Do you think that is... possible, and if so, is that real love then, or is it just...
Well, so we'll pose a quick question for everyone else, because I know we've heard a little bit of opinions on it. For everyone else, has there been someone or, you know, persons you've been with that you've told you love them that you know for a fact or just believe you don't love them now? Because I know we've already heard it from at least one or two people. For
yeah.
me, I can say I've told someone I love them when I was with them, and now I'm not in love with them. I do not love that person. There are qualities of them, like, that I might have liked then that I've just grown and realized that, yeah,
You're talking about after dating them or in the moment saying you love them but you really don't?
No, that's a lie. I'm talking straight like.
Okay.
People do that. I'm not saying like if you're questioning it like, while you're with them, but like thinking now, you know, people you might have told you loved in the past.
I'm with you on that, though.
Yeah.
It can change. For me, it can change.
The question is saying that, like, are you saying that you can't fall out of love?
I'm saying you definitely can.
Oh, no, 100%. Yeah.
So I'd say, here's my defense. So I'd say two exes prior, right? I'm the last ex with the ex before that one.
Mm-hmm. Which
is wild. The person I hook up with, I, like, feel nothing for, and I think is atrocious, and I do not care if she ceases to exist. However, and that's really cool. However,
say what you chest, dude.
The person who I love is not the person I broke up with. There's a version of her that I love, and I can see this quality being under whatever the hell this is that she's become. And I still like love that version of it, I guess. So I guess I wouldn't say I fell out of love, but what changed over the last year of us dating, the year of us dating, around the year of us dating, the change that happened was extremely negative. And I realized that wasn't someone I can be with.
But
the one I fell in love.
And I but like I also feel like there's like a huge difference with loving someone and being in love with somebody.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So you can definitely, because I know that like one of my exes, I definitely loved him. Like I loved him as a person, you know, and because I loved him so much, I thought I was in love with him, and I thought it was the same thing for a very long time until I realized that like I wasn't in love with him. I loved him as a person. And that's when I knew I had to cut it off.
Yeah.
See, to kind of add another thing to your point there, Nathan, where it's like you're saying someone, you know, could change and like you loved them before, but like a year later, the person they became, you don't love them, that person.
Yes.
What about you? You changed as well. What if like someone was the same and then you changed and all of a sudden you didn't love that person just because of...
Well, first, I'm not going to be the same for a year. So.
Exactly. So like... So is that like part of just being in love? Is like
I feel like that's also a part of growing together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So growing separately. Yeah. I would say that we grew separately. But the point of that is I still love like aspects. And I think back on memories is memories I love. It's like when I said I love you, I loved her. I did. But not now. But that's
and the person
I fell out of love.
And the person as they are now. No feelings for it. Or good feelings for it.
No, none. And honestly, I think I've probably been more changing than she did. So really, maybe I'm wrong. We'll get back to that.
What's that for a different comment?
I just got me thinking. I don't want to, I think, you kind of like, that's a tricky one.
I mean, I definitely would have to think about it with some previous relationships myself.
Only one of them, though. The other two, I still feelings for. But I understand why they don't work.
What about you, Jeremiah?
I think that, like I said, I think love ebbs and flows. Definitely.
You said that again? You quoted that? Why did I meet you? You said that original? Are you like,
okay, I paraphrase what
you
said.
You
said
ebb and flow.
No, ebb and flow is...
I was just wondering. I was an asshole. I was like genuinely wondering.
I think that unless you continue like you talked about, like growing with the person, like
yeah,
you'll even though you love, because like you said, you loved that person, that
it could have been an
moment,
idea.
The idea of that person at that moment. But with time they'll change, and with time you'll change, and slowly you separate. And so unless you find a way to kind of direct your paths to at least be the same way, and I think that comes down to compromise, which I think is something else that maybe with time we'll get to talk about. Because I think a healthy relationship does involve compromise to an extent. But yeah.
So if I could pose another quick question then. So you're saying, you know, hate was the opposite of love. Could you love someone and hate them at the same time?
No.
Yes.
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
No,
I disagree.
Bro, how can you can't
hate, the
hate
person,
somebody?
You can be upset and be angry, and like you might say you hate the person, but you might hate.
So
spite is even worse.
You can't
so
you can't just
spite.
Are you talking about
if you
want somebody that you're dating?
Not,
yeah.
Absolutely.
So, so to bring it back a little bit, going off of Nathan's words, where it's there's parts of someone you loved. Like, you know, if we're talking past relationships, let's try to forget, like, you know, current ones, don't want to get anyone in trouble kind of deal. Past relationships, you loved something about them, you know, mm-hmm. and over time that could develop. There's a bunch of things to love about them. But could there be things that you loved about someone at the time and maybe even now or at that time as well, you hate some things about them at the same time?
So you not could, currently, so it's not something.
You can hate things about everybody. Your mom,
yeah.
your grandma, your goddamn pet dog, Scooby-Doo, you know, but you don't hate the person. You can't hate the person. You can hate
aspects.
Yeah, you can hate aspects or different qualities of them. You know?
That's true.
And that's, I mean, you can't love, you can't not hate something. I hate something about every single person I know.
And also, but like, hate is also a very strong word with it, too.
And
see,
I think that's also like with love as well. Like if you love a certain aspect about someone, you're kind of infatuated with the person. But unless you love the whole entire encompassing person, then you're not really in love.
No, but that's false though. Nobody's perfect. You can't love everything about somebody.
Yeah, but love doesn't necessarily mean like you accept like everything that they're doing, but you love them.
No, you love them as a person, but when you love somebody as a person, you're accepting their flaws. You're accepting their flaws that come. It's a package. So they're going to have a fuck ton of good things that you love about them, but then in the package is going to be a fuck ton of flaws that you have to accept.
Yeah,
and that's what I was mentioning earlier,
I mean.
Is that I love, when I love somebody, I accept and I acknowledge those flaws, and those flaws is something that goes on a priority list for me of things that I want to better. And if you can't change something, then you just need to learn how to accept it.
Yes.
But
I'm bad at wording things. So.
No, but I still may hate those things, those flaws. But if you're going to love somebody and you're going to want to spend your life with somebody, you need to accept those flaws if they don't change or just try to change them. But, you know, a human being is a human being. You can't change them.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? If they don't want to change.
With them.
Yeah. But yeah, you could definitely hate things about somebody, but you can't hate somebody while loving them. It makes no sense.
No, I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see. You do that codependency stuff, but it's not like actually. You can't like actually love someone.
Yeah, no. All right. We're making moves.
We're making progress here.
This thing got damn hot.
All right.
It is really hot.
Look, what's the temperature at, you?
I've had to do a lot of things to keep
the air out.
It's getting smoky in here, you know?
Don't look at the window. It's freezing all across the country right now.
So, next, I think we should start talking about different types of relationships. So,
okay.
How about, do you all think, what do you think of friendships becoming romantic relationships?
Oh,
is that possible? Is that healthy? Is it?
Yeah, 100%.
Have you seen it happen in your own life or in someone else?
Every single one of my relationships started with a friendship.
Well, everyone says that, but like, I mean, I'm talking like best friends.
Dating after
100%.
Like, because yeah, like I'm best friends with who I'm dating, but that like, were you best friends like before?
And how do you know you're best friends with them if like? You never started off that way.
Yeah.
I know shot
that. Yeah. So.
Are you asking us if we have done that? Or there are points
of it? Do you think that that's healthy? Is that something that is possible and can develop into something?
I think that's
as
the
if
most healthy
they were your best friends before.
Yes.
And then you started dating.
Yeah, because you say that. But then the thing with romantic relationships is sometimes it doesn't work out. And then a lot of negative feelings happen once things don't work out. And you lose that friendship. And that's what I mean by is that unhealthy.
So I might have mentioned my 2-week relationship before.
Hashtag doesn't count.
Interesting. interesting you bring that part up because that was a similar situation where best friends, you know, leading up to that point.
Yeah.
I mean, still somehow been good friends after, but best friends up to that point. Dated for 2 weeks. Didn't work out. Oh, well.
You guys noticed quick that you guys were not meant
well,
to be.
Well, how was your friendship after that?
Yeah.
I mean, just like any other friendship where you don't see that person that often, because it was like right after high school too. So like,
okay.
You know, like when you see them, things are back to like whenever
so, like,
hanging out and every day in high school. But there was a convenient, you know, gap of like, we didn't see each other, because we just weren't spending all day at school together kind of deal. Cause it was like a little bit after high school. So again, there was a convenient gap. There was a little bit of like, I guess weird stuff afterwards where for me, it was like, hey, I didn't end that one, by the way, but like, hey, you ended it then. That's the end. But yeah, it still did make things a little weird afterwards for a while. Not forever, just for a while.
I understand, because mine was like my week and a half. and we were like pretty good friends, you know. We were like, oh, like this is my taste in music and, you know, all that good stuff. And we were pretty good. Like, you know, like I went over his house like all the time. We had the same friend group and everything. And oof. Yeah, and then we were like, oh, let's, like, we kind of like each other. Let's like, take this to the next step. And we did. And it lasted a week and a half.
Yeah.
I didn't end that one either. And, I don't know, it was just like, after that, like, I didn't talk to him. Like, it was rocky for a minute. And then, like, we kind of slowly got back to our friendship, but, like, it obviously just wasn't the same.
Well, I mean,
I don't think it could ever be the same, but I think that's like a risk that the two parties are willing to take, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or I think that's something that people should think of.
Yeah.
Not discuss, but think
consider.
Of, but they don't consider.
Yeah.
You know, like people just think that we can just go as friends to dating, and if it doesn't all work out, he knows I love him, right? We're still friends, we'll get Sonic every fucking Thursday. Like, no. Like, absolutely not. Like, things are gonna fucking change, you know? But. You know, I don't see it's, I don't think it's unhealthy, like you said earlier. I think it's, you know, it's life, you know, just give it a swing.
Yeah.
I've never had that happen. Like, to me, I like to divide those lines pretty well, I guess. I mean, I've shot, to be honest. But anyway, like, all of my four relationships have all been, like, people I met soon.
Yeah.
Didn't know them. Then we started dating. There was one time, though, I wasn't in a relationship, but I was in a friend group, and we'd been friends for, like, since I was, like, 12.
Yeah.
And, you know, things got heated, like, we'd, like, fucked around a little bit, and I was like, alright, cool, we were drunk, like, it's alright, whatever, not a big deal, but that was not seen on the other side. And I know it was, like, a long time I was getting messages, like, oh, like, I'll come up, like, I'll visit you, I'll get a hotel, we can hang,
yeah.
And it's like, nah, you're in a friend circle. Not the other one.
I feel like,
so I keep them pretty divided. That's just my personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I think I was going to say earlier, though, I feel like it's maturity. Like, a maturity plays a lot, like, a big deal about on this.
Yeah.
When it comes to, like, being able to get past, like, every, like, y'all dating, or, like, the friendship, and then the dating, and then the awkwardness at the end. And then,
well, that prompts the next thing of, like, can you be friends with someone you loved the best?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It depends on how the situation is.
I
depends how bad they fucked up, you know?
And it also depends on, like, feelings still being there or not.
Or just how the relationship was in general, because, you know, maybe things didn't end, like, completely horribly. It wasn't like, you know, someone cheated on someone, wasn't, you know, abusive.
Yeah.
But it still could have been a toxic fucking relationship the entire time. It's like, you know, it's not like you're against being friends with them, but it's a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had one, but it was actually the flip. So I met a girl on, like, Tinder.
Nice.
And,
as you should.
And, like, we were, like, talking. We went on dates and stuff. And it wasn't that, like, there was nothing there. It was just we felt better as friends. And, like, it actually, it was actually a really good friendship for a long time. And yeah, I actually had the flip of that, like, where it was gonna potentially be a romantic relationship and it turned into friendship and a very, very good one.
So is that when you're on Tinder? When you were on Tinder, did you go after?
I was something serious. Yes, and that was.
So I go into the game different. So I'm trying to find something serious, but on Tinder, Hinge, Bumble, I'm a psychopath. I have them all. But anyways, I want something serious, but whenever I'm on all these apps or at the bar or the club,
mm-hmm.
I am trying to find a friend first.
Ooh.
Intentionally.
Yeah.
And then I want their friendship to grow into a relationship.
Yeah.
Instead of a lot of people, they just go after somebody, meeting them, and trying to kick off relationships.
Yeah.
I work completely different.
Yeah.
And that's why I have a lot of friends that I can say are my friends that I've met them on a dating app as friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, on dating apps, they always start off with, within the first 24-48 hours, they're like, so what are you looking for on here? And I tell them, I say, I'm literally like looking for just new friends. If something, you know, if something progresses or, you know, changes from that, I'm all in it because that's what I want. But
we start vibing.
Yeah, but I want friends at first.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Oh, I see that. Yeah.
So, moving a little forward with that, we talked on this before we started recording, but with those friends, you've met through those apps or through anything else, like, what was, like, the stop? Why didn't that turn into a relationship? Was there, like, a hard stop you had? Was there, like, a, you know, something about them that was like, no, I can't date this person, can't make it a romantic relationship, or?
I mean, sometimes, like, my last one, shout out to a homegirl in D.C., she's just fucking crazy, you know? She's just fucking crazy, so it's a hard fucking stop. There's too many red flags to where I can't continue and waste my time, you know?
So what are those deal breakers? Like, what, in your mind, like, what is those things that draws you away from people? Like, I mean, because, yeah, we say crazy, but, like, is there specific, like, attributes about a person that makes them crazy, I guess? Because, like, I mean,
stabbing
all our exes are crazy, right? All our exes are a little crazy.
James, you know the situation.
I do.
You know the situation.
I'm not going to explain it for
it's
you.
It's too long to explain, but it's just red flags. It's fat red flags.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And, but I think, honestly, the thing that fucks me up the most is due to what I do as a profession. You know, a lot of my business trips takes me from, you know, from California to Hawaii to Tokyo to different places. And I can't, if I meet somebody and we're dating, you know, I'm going to go from Cali to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And then it's just rough. So everything I do is long distance. So I have bad luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
So
is that a hard stop for you, though? Or, like, will you not do long distance?
As of today, my last one is my last try.
Yeah.
Like, I will not do a long distance anymore. But my last, like, four have all been long distance.
Yeah.
And it's just rough, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, red flags, as in, like, things a person does. I've been blessed enough to I haven't really dated or been in a relationship with somebody with like highlighted red flags, you know?
Okay.
So I don't know.
What do you mean by highlighted red flags?
It's like red flags when you're like, they're highlighting.
Yeah, so like my last serious relationship ended horribly, heartbroken. The first time the kid's been heartbroken, you know what I'm saying?
Oops.
But, you know, how it ended were red flags that I didn't really notice or acknowledge, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when I say highlighted red flags towards your question,
yeah.
It's just, I've never been in a relationship where I've seen or I've acknowledged red flags.
Yeah.
You know?
So like, you've seen them, but you're like, oh, no, that's just whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe it was one time.
Yeah, but that's only been one female. Like, I've dated, I fucked up great relationships back to back to back. And so my last serious one, I told myself, I'm going to go 100% in. I'm going to see all the ways that I fucked up. I'm not going to do those things. And I could say that, like, I was literally a perfect goddamn boyfriend. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I seen in her different red flags. I was just like, it's fine. You know what I'm saying? It'll go away. And it ended up biting me my fucking ass.
I'm really
but,
bad about that too.
So
I'm really bad about my red flags too.
Yeah.
I can go with a lot of times.
So yeah. So, like, there's this this female in D.C. that I was dating. And, you know, it's shaky right now because I'm seeing red flags and
yeah.
I'm hitting her on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, this whatever thing that you're doing is not cool. Like, it's not cool for a relationship. So I think forever who is dating somebody that they're doing something that's bad or not healthy, you can't just let it. You can't just acknowledge it like I did.
Yeah, you definitely should be able to point that out.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, I don't like what you're doing, this is why I don't like it, and I think this is why, like, I feel like it's not beneficial
mm-hmm.
to us.
Yeah.
To even yourself.
And you have to be mature to do that as well. And hopefully the other person you're saying that to is mature to take that in and, you know, just to discuss it. But the issue I'm having is she doesn't goddamn acknowledge shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's always a reason that she's doing something or whatever.
Yeah.
Excuse. But yeah, like, you can't game somebody who's already gamed up. So I'm on it. You know, I'm on it.
Well, fair.
Yeah.
Nathan, how about you? You got any, like...
stopping points?
You know,
so,
like,
I don't know.
Those red flags that you just, like, nah.
So I don't know if this is, like, a me thing or a them thing. I'm going to be honest. I need to do some soul searching. But, like, I am, like, very free nature. Like, I enjoy being able to do. I've had some really bad stuff happen in the past with some like people I'm dating, like a level of control. Some at first, and set annoying red flags, turn subtleties, and like more pronounced events. And I've learned that like anything that even slightly feels like I like a little bit of control, like the alternative phrase. Like telling me which side of the sidewalk I should walk on.
We'll be addressed.
It's not a stop. I'll be like, oh, well, like I'm gonna walk on this side. Part of that stubbornness, and I address that. I feel there's a line. It's a huge stop point for me when like it goes up and up, and I like, see those red flags stagger. Of like, no, here's what we're gonna do. And like that lack of compromise are two things that allow me in something immediately. Either them telling me that I'm gonna do something their way, or being told that like they won't be my end. I have to meet theirs. And those are two stop points for me that will like cut something immediately.
So I have a question for that. So you said maybe you need to do soul searching, right? And what I'm gonna say is where I stood a few years ago was I had a perfect female, right? And she had different. She
was
good.
Your words earlier.
She was good. And she had different demands, right, from me to act right in a relationship. But I was super free natured human being. And I'm just like, no, like I want to do what I want to do. I want to hang out with boys when I don't hang out with boys.
I feel like you can, it's compromising. I can compromise on that to a degree. It's like, oh, well, you don't want me to do this? Well, I can do this for you, but I'm also going to do this thing. That's a compromise. Well, I'll do this for you, do this for me. Like, I believe in talking about that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Compromising is a line where it's like, no, you're going to come and do this. You're not doing that. Like,
okay.
What if we, and they're like, no, there's no what else.
That's all right. That's
cool. You're like, okay, well, then I'm not talking to you anymore.
Okay.
I can lose my number. And I'm like, hey.
All right, that's a little
bit. Point is lack of compromise.
Fair.
Dragon.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like, okay, for me, definitely, it's lack of compromise and consideration. Consideration is, like, a huge thing. Like, I know, okay, so in my last relationship, the reason why we broke up is because, like, you know, he always wanted to go out with boys, whatever, and I let him. And he went with boys, like, every weekend for about, like, a month and a half. And it was bad. And then I would tell him, like, hey, like, you know, sometimes, like, I just want some weekends with us because I don't really get to see you on the weekday, so I barely even get to see you. And you're a bad texter, and, you know, like, I accepted that. I accepted that he was a bad texter, so I was like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to talk to him, like, a few times a week, and I barely got to see him. And definitely, like, he was like, but I'm hanging out with the guys. And when I on Sunday, sometimes I go see you. Okay, congratulations, sometimes you go see me. Like, that, what? But, I mean,
that's how it used to be.
Okay, well, I still feel like it's the fact that, like, he wasn't willing to compromise
mm-hmm.
with me, but at least, like, 2 weekends a month, or, like, you know, like, or
every other weekend,
or something like that, you know, exactly. But there was nothing there, in consideration. Like, he didn't, like, even stop to think about how I felt about it.
But do you think it was, like, his flaws in that was a mature thing? Because what I was saying was,
I definitely
wasn't mature, and I didn't know that I was in the wrong, in
mm-hmm.
a way. So whenever she told me, like, what you were doing to him was, like, you're not, you know, you keep going out with the boys, you're not going to spend time with me. I didn't see it was an issue
mm-hmm.
in my head. After the fact, I'm just like, I'm fucked up. You know, like,
mm-hmm.
I should have gave her more time. I should have gave her my attention more. So, you know, I think it was definitely a mature thing. He's probably upset that he didn't, you know, take full advantage of what he had.
And
him.
I'm telling you, exactly, like, right now, that it definitely was a maturity thing. And he, like, that's a big reason why we broke up.
Mm-hmm.
That's, hence the ex, you
mm-hmm.
know, because he was just too mature. And, like, he always thought, like, he was right, and I was, like,
mm-hmm.
I was just being overdramatic or whatever, and, like, he didn't care. I felt like he didn't care enough to put that consideration in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To be like, oh, maybe I should spend time with, you know, with my girl or something,
yeah.
you know,
mm-hmm.
like, because I felt like the relationship wasn't really going anywhere because he was always out.
Yeah.
Like, there was nothing to build on.
Yeah. I think he definitely, either if he's in a relationship now or his next few relationships, these different pieces that he's gathering from each of these old relationships, he's going to start understanding these, and he'll start knowing how to be in a relationship the correct way, you know?
I'm talking to you about y'all as well. I'm talking about, like, how my mind free spirited is.
Mm-hmm.
And moving forward now, it's more so based on compromise.
Yeah.
Like my first relationship was very much like, I mean, she did some things that were wrong, but I did wrong things too, because she was like coming out, you know, like, oh, you told me I was supposed to be doing this, like, why are you still like wrong? You know,
yeah.
It was immaturity.
Yeah.
I didn't mature a lot. I didn't realize my flaws.
Yeah.
But there's a fine line between, in my mind, between like being like selfish and immature and being like reasonable and compromise.
Yeah.
So.
Jeremiah, got any?
For me, mine would probably be goals. I need a goal-oriented person, someone that has
like a soccer player.
Football.
So you want to date Tom Brady, which is
touchdown-oriented. I don't know. I think that to develop a good relationship, you need someone who does have, you know, passions and things that they're striving for in life and stuff
mm-hmm.
that, like going back to one of your points about helping a person grow, I think that not only with their flaws, but with things that they are striving for, I think that that's part of what a partner is for, is to push their partner to achieve their goals.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you can't really do that if your partner doesn't have any goals or anything that
mm-hmm.
they're trying to achieve in life.
So is that one of your things in a relationship that just kind of kills it all if they have no drive?
If they have no drive and they are just don't give a shit about anything,
that's
then,
nice.
Then you're the one like carrying it. If you're thinking of like moving on to like further steps with that person, you're like, okay, well then I'm the one that's going to be like making the big monies and stuff, and like you're just going to be doing what
mm-hmm.
you want.
That's fair.
What about you?
So definitely what Jeremiah touched on, like, I figured that out with my 3-year relationship was throughout college, and then figured out after college, I'm like, okay, where is this going for us? Where's this going for you? Like, what is your plan? There is no plan. This is kind of a weird thing to have.
Yeah.
But I guess the two I'd add on, specifically for me are, since my relationships that I've been in, I've only been like, I was friends with them first, and then we started dating. Like, there's just gotta be like a level of openness on both sides, like willingness to be open, and then with that in mind, trust. Because as people around this table might know, I'm not a very open person. So if I am with someone, I'd like that person to be at least, if there's one person I can be open with, I'd like it to be that person. And then in my last relationship, having like opened up to a person and then have them use that against you in arguments or anything else, that kind of breaks the trust thing. So that's developed as a new thing that I definitely need.
We want to personally thank you for joining us this week. We hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, we want to remind our listeners that their input is important to us. Questions, comments, criticisms, and ideas for future episodes. We enjoy your input and feedback. To get in touch with the Symposium podcast, you can email us at the.symposium.pod@gmail.com. This has been another episode of the Symposium podcast. We hope you join us again next week.